And let's see, on Sunday, your father probably put something on over his shirt.
Well, he put a vest on, John, in the summertime. In the wintertime, he put on a coat.
Uh-huh.
And the old man way back there wore a vest in the summertime. Carried the smoke in the back and things like that.
Those pockets are handy, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Have a leather string from over here on this side on the button over to the buttonhole on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Where they'd run that string through there and tie it so it wouldn't be a flopping.
What do you call for these things?
We call them breeches, yeah.
Uh-huh. And now what do you call them?
Well, I call them trousers and slacks. And
yeah. It's interesting how it's changed.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Sure, yeah.
It used to be you'd wear things down to hold them up?
Suspenders.
Oh, something along this line of breeches, but not quite. Thing that you'd wear on your legs when you were riding in the brush or in the
winter. Leggings.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, leggings.
Did they extend
to chaps? Well, the chaps come up to your hip. Leggings will come up to here.
Uh-huh.
They have leather leggings to wear them up there, but the chaps, they'll fasten you around and come clear down to you just long as your trousers.
Uh-huh.
They're made out of leather.
Uh-huh.
And they got buckles or snaps on the outside where you just snap them on and have four fire.
And, let's see here. If you get too much stuff in your pockets and they go like this, you say they
start bulging.
And used to be you'd get a new shirt and it'd fit fine until it was washed and you'd say, my goodness, this shirt has
shrunk up some.
What would you say that what word would you use to describe a peach that had passed its prime, had an old wrinkled skin? You'd say the peach is
overripe. If I remember what we did call them now.
I was just wondering if you'd say it's all shriveled up or it's all swiveled
up.
Well,
yeah, that is. Now, they don't shrivel up when they're overripe. When they fall off green, then
mm-hmm.
they shrivel up and just grow up
mm-hmm.
and just have a wrinkle. That's a shriveled peach, yeah. But a ripe peach, when it falls off, it'll be rotten.
Mm-hmm.
We had a big orchard when I was a kid. We had about 20 acres in the orchard. We ran
wow.
lots of fruit.
What did you do with all your fruit?
Oh, we sold it all the neighbors around, all over the country, coming in and buying fruit, and my mother put up lots of fruit.
What did you call a special cover for the bed? One that you put on after everything else is on?
A bedspread?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is this what you used to
yeah,
call it?
Yeah, that's what we call it.
And
a counterpin, we call them a counterpin, too.
A heavy cover for a bed, one that's got two pieces of cloth, one on the top, one on the
yeah,
bottom,
well,
cotton in the middle.
We'd call them a comfort, and a lot of them call them sugins.
Sugins, huh?
Sugins, yeah. Get you a good sugin, you'll be all right.
Now, a comfort, is this one that was stitched, or was this
well,
tied?
Well, it's tacked.
Tacked.
A quilt is stitched. But a comfort is just tacked about every 2 or 3 inches.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any special term for bedding spread down on the floor?
Pallet.
And you said you lived over by Granite?
Yes.
Is that flat country?
Huh?
Is that flat country?
What's that?
Is it flat, level?
Well, no, it's those mountains over there, you see. Mm-hmm. We live right up there on the south side of the mountains. My father owned all that, kind of like where this town is now, and then back down south there.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived up there in the cove, in the timber.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any special term for high flat land?
No, just a flat, we'd call it a flat.